Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure if my microphone is working right at the moment, so there we go. Sorry, I got here just a little bit late tonight, because I was goofing around with things here, trying to get things set up for my show. My microphone stand broke tonight, so I haven't been able to figure out a way to get it to work so far, so now I'm holding my microphone. We have everything from what is going on in the Ukraine to what people are actually starting to think this. And I found this one article, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it was from Breitbart, and the headline of it was Moulton: Putin doesn't understand urban combat. He's bitten off more than he can chew. And it kind of looks like he really doesn't. But Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat of Massachusetts, said Wednesday on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 that Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't understand how brutal urban combat is. Moulton said it's obvious that it's going much more in our favor and the Ukrainians' favor than we anticipated. The Russians are held up. He continued that they're not moving forward. They're stalled right now. So we've never really considered the prospects of a Ukrainian victory. Well, I'm still not really. But I think what is going on here is that we've got a lot of stuff going on that the Russians did not expect. They expected the Ukrainians to just roll over and play dead, roll over and give them the country. They didn't expect for the Ukrainians to have all this patriotism, all this desire to save their country from a madman. And that's essentially what's going on here, is the Ukrainians are trying to save their country from a madman. And that is where this whole thing leads. That is where this whole thing is going. Putin has now decided, through his ultimate unwisdom, that no matter what, he must take the Ukraine, no matter what. He has committed war crimes in the process of doing that, bombing a nuclear war plant, for crying out loud, and then causing a fire in it, and then having the Russian troops shooting at firefighters coming in to fight the fire. This should be a war crime. Nobody's talking about this. He has bombed apartment complexes. This should be a war crime. And only a few people are talking about this. Newsmax has brought this one up. And there was a senator that actually brought this up. Of course, he was not Democrat, because a Democrat senator would never bring up anything like this, because to them, the Ukrainians are the ones at fault. They're the ones, after all, trying to save their country. That is something that you should never be allowed to do, according to the Democrats. And then on top of that, we have Jen Psaki the other day commenting about how we need to stop relying on foreign oil. Somebody, and if I'd have been there, I would have said it right then and there, that she must be really stupid or something, because the United States was energy independent before Trump was cheated out of office. America was energy independent the day that Biden took office. The day after he took office, not so much. Because what Trump had done was make us energy independent. So according to Biden, that had to be gotten rid of. That was not something that could be allowed in the world of Democrats and communist wannabes like Putin and like Biden. That's all this whole thing is boiling down to. Just politics. That's all it is. And if it wasn't for politics, Putin would have given up already and said, okay, fine, you guys want your country? You can have your country. But he doesn't want to do anything like that. He wants to keep from having to save face by giving up. He doesn't want to give up. So he's going to blow these people to smithereens. It doesn't matter what the world community has to say about it. It doesn't matter what war crimes he is committing to do this. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care. All he cares about is victory. By hook or by crook, he doesn't care about anything but victory. And that's the same thing as Biden and the Democrats. But the thing that's really getting interesting here is that even Nancy Pelosi has said that we need to completely stop giving Russia oil. Now, this is something I've been saying for a long damn time. And if Biden had not gotten rid of the Keystone Pipeline, we wouldn't need to worry about it now because we were energy independent. We were not taking oil from anyone in the world. We were actually selling oil to places around the world. But because that was something that Trump had done, Biden couldn't abide by that, so he had to get rid of it. And that is where we are having our problems today, folks. But Moulton added here in that thing where he's saying that that Russia has bitten off more than they can chew. He said, they're not moving forward. They're stalled right now. So we've never really considered the prospects of a Ukrainian victory. They are facing impossible odds, and yet their courage has been so extraordinary that they're not only holding back the Russian army, they're beginning to degrade it. Moulton added, we're dealing with someone who is by some accounts a madman, meaning Putin, someone who is not making pragmatic decisions, is not even acting in the way he acted in the past. He's a vicious man who doesn't even understand combat. This is something people forget about Putin. He's a KGB agent. He thinks you can do everything with cloak and daggers. He understands assassinations. He doesn't understand how brutal urban combat is. As someone who's experienced that myself, I can tell you he's bitten off more than he might be willing to chew, or that he might be able to chew, or perhaps his forces are willing to chew. We've started to hear reports of degrading morale among Russian troops. And of course, the media is not talking about any of this. But he went on to say, when they're actually told to assault Kiev and they start getting hit by snipers, by Molotov cocktails thrown from apartment windows, it's much harder to attack a city than it is to defend it. We have to question just how far those troops are willing to go. Well, we've found that out now. Because now, with the bombing of apartment complexes in Kiev, we have the Russians trying to tell the world that the Ukrainians are hiding behind schools and apartment complexes, and that's why they're shooting firing at these places. Problem comes in from a Newsmax reporter who has been there. And he says that is a bold-faced lie. Russia is not finding Ukrainians hiding behind people and hiding behind schools and apartment complexes because they're not. This is just another ploy for Russia to do what they want using cluster bombs and vacuum bombs, things that are against the law, against the Geneva Convention, bombing a nuclear plant, setting it on fire, and then shooting at the firefighters going in to try and fight the fire. These are war crimes, people, and we have to start thinking about it this way, because if we don't, this is just the beginning of the end for everything. Period. Thank you for joining us here on NWCR Radio. I've just turned on the chat room, and we will be right back after the introduction.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration strategy with your federal.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. The things that I've been looking at, you know, one of the things that's going on is they're still talking about the stupid January 6th committee, and now they're claiming that Trump, John Eastman, part of a criminal conspiracy. Of course, they think they are. But the thing that people have to start realizing here is that these people are claiming that Trump and John Eastman are part of a criminal conspiracy, but they ignore Biden's boasts of recruiting hundreds of lawyers to fight election results if he lost. Yes, folks, this did happen. It happened. Then at 3 a.m. in the morning, when there should not be anybody in there, truckloads of ballots were brought in to be counted. They shouldn't have been allowed. At that point in time, Trump was ahead in everything. And then all these ballots came in, and every one of them, almost 100% of them were for Biden. Statistically impossible, yet it was allowed. The things that are going on in this nation right now, the things that are going on because of what is going on in Russia, I mean, think about it here. What would the media have done if this kind of thing was going on with the Russian invasion of the Ukraine escalating and say Trump was still in the White House and all this was escalating and Trump went on vacation and for a weekend in Mar-a-Lago, what would have been said about this? Sorry, but I had to take a drink. The media, and I can tell you, the media would have been all over that. They would not have let it go. It would have continued like the Ferguson, Missouri thing did during Obama. The Trump stuff during Trump's 10-year in office. The whole time that Trump was in office, the Democrats were fighting him every which way they could. They won't allow it with Biden. But all of what they were doing to Trump was things that they themselves were doing. Trump wasn't, but they themselves were. But you can't go against the Democrats for something like that. Oh, no. That would be unscrupulous. And then today, Lindsey Graham put in that we should want Putin's assassination. Adam Kinzinger agreed with Lindsey Graham on that one. We have to start watching what we're doing here, folks. This is getting ridiculous. Do we want to be as bad as Putin? I don't think we do. But in this article from Breitbart, it says Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican Illinois, on Friday expressed support for Senator Lindsey Graham's call and his Republican South Carolina to see Russian President Vladimir Putin assassinated following Russia's military invasion of the Ukraine. Although the never Trump lawmaker did pour cold water on the idea that the United States should be the country that kills Putin. Folks, that would be, granted, Putin is not a good man. Putin is pretty much an evil man. But to call for his assassination because he's doing what he's doing and nobody has the gonads enough to back him up like Trump would have? He never did anything like this under Trump. If Trump would have won that election, which he actually did, but if he would have been allowed to win that election, this would not be happening right now. And the reason for that is because Putin, as much of a dictator and an asshole as he is, respects strength. And during the time that Trump was in the White House, Putin did something, and Trump said, if you do that, I'll bomb Moscow. The Democrats went ape shit over that one. They said, oh, he's going to get us in a war. He didn't. Putin backed down. And the reason why Putin backed down is because he respects strength. With Trump, America had strength. With Biden, not so much. With Biden, America has wimpiness, plain and simple. Everything that has anything to do with Biden is a wimp. And going after Putin, like Lindsey Graham and Kinzinger, Adam Kinzinger did, is not the way to go. The way to go was shown to us during Trump's presidency. When Putin was going to do something and Biden and Trump said, you do that and I'll bomb Moscow. Trump won that one. Now, Biden is trying to sound tough. And Putin's back there laughing his head off over it. Biden's putting sanctions on Russia. Putin's throwing his hands up in the air and saying, I don't freaking care. I'm going to take Ukraine no matter what. And on top of that, we're still funding that war because we're buying 500 million barrels. We're buying Russian oil. that should stop right now. Even Nancy Pelosi has said it needs to stop. And she's another one of these stupid Democrats. But she said it must stop. And it must. We are funding the war against Ukraine, folks. Plain and simple, because we are buying fuel, we are buying gasoline, we are buying oil from him. At I think 500,000 barrels a day, something like that. The Keystone Pipeline put out 800,000 barrels a day, and Biden shut that down. Why? Because he wanted us to be dependent on other people. He wanted us to be dependent on our enemies. And who are our enemies? The Middle East, Russia, Iran. Who are we buying oil from? The Middle East, Russia, probably Iran for all I know. This has to stop, folks. It really does. We are allowing Biden to destroy this country. We are allowing Biden to destroy America. And if we don't stop this, folks, it's not going to end well for America. Our economy is in the tank right now. Our economy is, even though the media keeps saying, oh, our economy is doing great. No, it's not. It's not even close to doing great. And now Democrat Representative Houlihan says Biden hasn't explored all options to lower gas prices. We are complicit in Russia's actions by buying their oil. Exactly. And why we are buying their oil is beyond me, because with us buying their oil, we are doing nothing but financing the war against the Ukraine. And these are things that have to stop, folks. These are things that have to stop, because if we don't, we're going to find out that that the Ukraine lost a war that it should have won, even though nobody thought they would. And all this time, the Ukraine is asking for help. And Biden's essentially told them, no, sorry, you're not getting it from us. We'll give you some trinkets here and there. But, folks, we need to do more than just sanction Russia. Russia and China are in this together. We should also sanction China if we were really wanting to do the correct thing here. But we're not. We're not, because Biden doesn't want to do the correct thing. The correct thing would be to open up the Keystone Pipeline. But there was a headline in Breitbart, I think it was today. Yeah, it was on, March 4th, today, where it says, gas prices go parabolic. National average jumps to $3.84 as U.S. oil jumps above $115 a barrel. It was at $49 a barrel there for a while. It was actually something that you never heard from the media, but it was actually at $23 a barrel for a while, which was lower by a little more than half. It was lower than it was when I was in high school, and I was paying 49 cents a gallon for gas. And we were still paying, I think at that point in time, we were paying like $1.75 a gallon. a hell of a lot better than 384. And the picture that they show there is of a food mart, and it has to be in California, where the price of regular is $6.71.9 a gallon. $6.71 a gallon, folks. Are we crazy? I think we are. But if we don't start doing something about this, folks, we need to do something about this. Because if we don't, I think we're in trouble. I really do think we're in trouble.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio.
Damn it. I'm having all kinds of problems today. I'm trying to get another one going here, so that I can try and test my microphone, see if it's working.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Microphone is working because I've seen that two people have, one person has come in and they left. So I'm not really sure if my microphone is working. If it's not, there's really no way I can test it right now since I've already started the show. But hopefully it is working. We are looking at one of the things that we haven't heard too much about lately is the U.S. trucker convoy. But the headline in Breitbart says that the convoy arrives in Maryland and is headed towards D.C. And it says the People's Convoy has arrived in Hagerstown, Maryland. The trucker convoy, which departed from Adelanto, California last month, is making its way towards Washington, D.C. It came through here in Albuquerque, and it was a big deal. I took a whole bunch of pictures. I drove around. There was not much of a chance of me being able to find a place to park because there was people everywhere. There was people out on the bridges holding up signs, anything from Let's Go Brandon to F. Biden to gas prices, you know, the things that are going on with gas prices. But nobody said too much about the trucker convoy the past couple of days. But it says that they're making their way towards Washington, D.C. to protest federal coronavirus mandates and demand an end to President Joe Biden's emergency declaration, which it needs to be ended, folks. On Friday evening, the eve of their drive into D.C. Beltway area, organizers are holding a rally. And the rally, I guess, from what I understand, is really kind of amazing. But what is this whole thing with what is going on now is, remember a couple of weeks ago I told you that New Mexico had gotten rid of the mask mandates. There was only a couple of reasons why that happened in New Mexico. And none of them are really good reasons for it. But Michelle Grisham decided that at that point in time, there was only one other state in the whole United States that had not opened up. And that was Hawaii. And she didn't want to be the last, so she opened up. And I have mentioned the fact that in this coming election, if she wins, which she shouldn't because she has destroyed the economy of the state, and if Biden wins, mark my words, this lockdown will come back. The only reason why they got rid of it is because expediency for their coming elections. They want to be able to say, look what we did. We unmasked you. We set you free. And they're doing this in hopes that when the election time comes, the folks, the people will forget what is going on, what is happening, and all the things that have happened because of Biden, because of Michelle Lujan Grisham, because of Gavin Newsom in California, because of Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, and all the others who have kept their states locked down because they wanted to keep control of the people, period. That's the only reason why. And now that it's really coming out, the science was not on their side. They've decided that, oh boy, we're going to open up now. We're going to help the people be free, do what they want. But they're still leaving things messed up. They're still holding it up like right now. We have, like in California, schools are still masked up. They shouldn't be. Here in New Mexico, our tyrannical governor actually did a good thing by saying that she would leave it up to the schools as to whether they would be made to make our kids mask up or not. And I put out a call on my show to tell the parents that now is the time to hit the school board meetings. Now was the time to let them know under no uncertain terms that we don't want our kids masked up. Now, I haven't heard too much about that because most likely everything's going along the way that The Democrats want it to. Kids will be made to be kept masked up when they're the least likely in our nation to catch this. And here we are thinking that everything is going hunky-dory. And Russia is bombing a nuclear facility, the biggest one in Europe. And if there just happens to be an explosion in this nuclear facility, shouldn't Russia be held liable for that if there's anybody left? They should be held completely liable. And not only Russia, but Putin. Putin should be hung from the nearest yardarm for doing things like this. And then after they've done this, what does he go and do? He goes and takes the treasury of Russia and pays his troops extra for doing this. There is nothing but madism in that man's brain. And we get so little good news out here. And it's there. It's just the media won't report it. One of the things that I think should be all over the news, but you won't hear it, is another one that came from Auburn, Alabama, where they're on, where one of their police officers is being honored for saving an unconscious driver from a burning car. These are things that you don't hear much about anymore, because according to the media, it's not worth the ink to print it, because it's not sensational. It's not showing the worst in people. It's actually showing the best in people. Says a policeman in Auburn, Alabama is being recognized for placing himself in harm's way to save a citizen in dire need of help. Chief Anderson presented Officer William Bill Shalock with a letter of commendation to show how much his service is valued within the community, WRBL reported Wednesday. In late January, Shalock rescued an unconscious driver who was trapped inside a wrecked car that was on fire. Although he used a crowbar to try to remove the windshield, he eventually pulled it off with his hands. The letter read, through his historic action, his heroic actions, he received cuts and suffered from smoke and fire retardant inhalation. These actions reflect the high regard our officers place on the safety of the community and serve as a shining example of the caliber of officer we wish to represent Auburn Police Department. The main cause of death during a fire is after a person suffers from smoke inhalation and happens when an individual breathes in products of combustion, according to WebMD. Says smoke inhalation damages the body by simple asphyxiation or lack of oxygen, chemical or thermal irritation, chemical asphyxiation or combination of these, the website read. In a social media post, Auburn Public Safety shared a photo of Shalock wearing his uniform and receiving the special plaque with a letter on it. The agency also asked citizens to help them thank the officer for stepping into such a dangerous situation. William H. Shalock, you are a wonderful officer, husband and dad. We are very proud of you, one user commented. You are a true hero. Thanks for your service, another one wrote. The City of Auburn Police website said its mission is to protect the life and property of all citizens against criminal activity and to create a secure and safe environment within the city and university communities. This officer did just that, at the peril of his own life. But he did it anyway. And it's, this kind of thing is amazing to watch, folks. But you won't see it anywhere. And then this article was also on March 4th. As it says, Joe Biden leaves for weekend in Delaware again as Russian invasion of Ukraine escalates. This was on the, this was posted on the 4th, which is today. As President Joe Biden left the White House for his home in Delaware on Friday afternoon, despite an escalating Russian invasion of Ukraine, the president plans to spend the weekend at home, even though some criticized him for the optics of not caring about the ongoing conflict or the current state of the country by leaving Washington, D.C. And I could have told you all this. You didn't have to criticize Biden for this. You could have listened to me a year ago. I'd have told you then this was going to happen. As probably Rush Limbaugh, before he died, would have told you this would have happened. Biden spent last weekend at home when it was unclear whether Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine, could survive the onslaught launched by Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier in the week. The president does not like spending weekends at the White House, describing the building as the tomb, according to reports. Well, if he doesn't like it there, he should never have run for the office. He should never have cheated his way into that office. Said earlier Friday, Biden met with Finnish President Sauli Niinisto, I guess, to discuss Ukraine and the importance of the NATO alliance. Biden told reporters as he met in the Oval Office with the president of Finland, we're committed to helping Ukraine defend itself and support the humanitarian need of the Ukrainian people. He did not take any questions from the reporters, though they were yelling them. The Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, angrily criticized NATO on Friday for refusing to enact a no-fly zone over Ukraine, citing the damage taken by major Ukrainian cities from Russian bombings. The United States said NATO has little interest in trying to enforce a no-fly zone by challenging Russian planes, which would likely trigger a full-scale war. Well, what is coming, folks? What is coming? I can tell you, what is coming is a full-scale war. And in this full-scale war, Ukraine will be destroyed. But Russia will suffer too, because their ruble is now worth less than 3 cents American. Their economy is tanking. Russian people are getting pissed off at Putin. The world is getting pissed off at Putin, but what's he doing? He's carrying on with his relentless attack on people who cannot defend themselves against armor, missiles, cluster bombs, vacuum bombs, being hurtled at apartment complexes. That in itself should be a war crime. Firing on a nuclear power plant with no concern about what could happen should be a war crime. But nobody, and I mean nobody, but me, one or two others, and Newsmax are even talking about this. Why? Because just like Biden, everyone is afraid of what Putin, what we need, folks, is a man in charge of this country who would do what President Trump did. When Putin started to threaten something, Trump said, do it and I'll bomb Moscow. That's the kind of talk that a man like Putin understands. When it comes to sanctions, sure, they're hurting Russia. They're not hurting Putin. He knew this was coming. He was ready for it. And because he was ready for it, guess where all of his warriors are today? 90% of Russia's active war machine is in and around the Ukraine. Right there, anybody who has any kind of a brain at all would start to think, well, if 90% of all of his armies are right there, why don't we surround them or why don't we attack Moscow? There's nobody there to protect that city. There's nobody there that could help that city in an attack because all of his troops are over in the Ukraine. Russia would be beat within a few hours, and Putin knows this. But he also knows that Biden doesn't have the balls to do it. And he doesn't. He's a weakling from the word go. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's in way over his head. And the media's having to cover for him by saying, oh, he's doing such a wonderful job. Look at all these sanctions he put on Russia. Look at all these things that he's doing to Russia. He ain't doing nothing to Russia. He may be putting sanctions out there. They may be hurting the economy of Russia. But Putin was ready for them. He knew they were coming. He's got China to help. And has Biden said anything about sanctioning China? Nope. Because Biden is scared to death of China. Biden is scared to death of Putin. He's actually done more than he thought he was able to do. And the problem lies in the fact that Putin, as a dictator, a madman, a power-hungry idiot, is doing all of these things that should be war crimes, but nobody's saying a thing about them. Nobody's saying, oh, look, he's bombing apartment complexes. That goes against the Geneva Convention. That's a war crime. No, they won't say anything like that because it's true. It goes against the left agenda. That's why the media won't say a word about it. The media doesn't want to talk about it because they know that they are on the wrong side of the right. And so is Biden. And so is Putin. Everybody's pussyfooting around trying not to offend Putin. And all I can say about that is, why the hell not? He's doing everything that he can to destroy a country that was peaceful, that wasn't doing anything. Its only crime was where it was at. Putin attacked a sovereign nation. Putin threatened that sovereign nation and said that they cannot ask to be part of NATO. They cannot ask to be part of the European Union, but they did it anyway. Then they went and told Sweden and Finland that they can't become NATO countries. Last time I checked, Finland was a free country. It could do anything it damn well pleased. Last time I checked, Sweden was a free country. It could do anything it damn well pleased. If it wants to become part of NATO, if they want to become part of NATO, there should be nothing that Putin or anyone else could do about it. But Putin is threatening Finland about that, seemingly to forget that Finland damn near beat Russia to their knees in 1939 all by themselves. They had Russia on the run because Russia had invaded Finland in 1939. Finland fought back after losing a bunch of territory. Finland fought back, took back all the territory that they had lost, and started advancing into Russia. And then, like a civilized country, they said, this is where our country stops. This is where we stop. They sued for peace. And in that peace, they had to get Germany out of Scandinavia, all three countries, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And they had 6 weeks to do it. And they did it. And during the time that they fought that war, they became the only nation to ever pay off a war debt, and they paid it to the United States while asking the United States for help, and the United States turned them down because they didn't want to get into a war that in a few months they were going to be embroiled in anyway. So the Finns are not somebody you want to fight in the middle of a winter. That's their territory. They know what the heck they're doing. And they're well trained. And we've already found out that a ragtag army who has a lot of patriotism, a lot of guts, and a lot of heroism in them can fight a giant to a standstill. Beyond all odds. So in just about a little more than 75 years, Russia has found out twice from two small countries that it's not as great militarily as they think they are. We are coming up on the end of our first hour. I was going to go for 2 hours tonight, but I think I'm not, because I'm not even sure if my microphone is even working. If it is, then I got in an hour's worth of work on this show. I got to talk about what I wanted to talk about. And essentially what I wanted to talk about was the cowardice of Putin and the cowardice of Biden. And even with everything that's going on, with Nancy Pelosi, who is probably one of Biden's strongest supporters, is now telling Biden that we need to stop giving oil or buying oil from Russia. We need to stop, period. Just stop. That would actually leave just one thing open for Biden to do. And that is to reopen the Keystone Pipeline. That's the only option open to them. But they don't want to think about that one because that was a Trump success. What they want is successes of their own, something that they want to be able to say, we were successful at that. Yeah, they could do that with the pipeline by reopening it. But because Trump did it first, they want nothing to do with it. They would allow America to be destroyed rather than take that route. Mark my words, folks. That's what's coming. Gas prices at $6.71 a gallon in California is nothing compared to what it's going to be. And hello there, Brianna. Boy, glad to see you there. I've been on another website looking at stuff. So, yeah, we're still buying oil from Russia. That needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. But we will be right back after these messages. We will be back after these few messages from important sponsors. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. CNM is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have three shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNM's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show, And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back trying to figure out what is going on. I was just in Western Journal here, and the main article here is about Tim Allen. And it says, Tim Allen releases a brutal statement on Ukraine invasion full of anger and disgust. He says, many people, organizations, and countries have made their disapproval of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine very clear since it began last week. Companies have stopped working with Russia. The royal family, generally quiet on political matters, has publicly condemned the invasion. Even Switzerland, which I mentioned last week, has moved to sanction Russia. Switzerland's been one of these countries that's been neutral for generations. There's plenty of celebrities have used their social media platforms to decry Russia's actions. Tim Allen joined their ranks, stating in no uncertain terms how he feels about the situation. He tweeted on Thursday saying, my mind and body are full of anger and disgust at the coward Putin ghouls that have attacked his sovereign country. This is the definition of wrong. My head, heart, and soul pray for the people of Ukraine. Absolutely. Allen also shared his sentiments last week as news of the war began circulating, asking for prayer for the Ukrainians under attack. Appeasement is a policy of feeding your friends to a crocodile one at a time in hopes that the crocodile will eat you last. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that, and this was something that he tweeted, that Allen tweeted on February 24th. He says, pray, if you will, for all those attacked today by Russia. While many in the replies pointed out that the quote was misattributed to FDR and actually comes from Winston Churchill, Allen's point remains. Other celebrities have posted in solidarity with Ukraine and posted followers to charities that will help where the need is greatest. Actress Mila Kunis, who is Ukrainian, and her husband Ashton Kutcher have started a GoFundMe for Ukrainian refugees, pledging to personally match up to $3 million. The celebrity couple hopes to raise $30 million to help those fleeing the country through Airbnb, which is offering free temporary housing to refugees, and Flexport, which is organizing shipments of relief supplies to refugee sites in Poland, Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, and Moldova, according to the GoFundMe page. While we are witnessing the bravery of Ukrainians, we are also bearing witness to the unimaginable burden to those who have chosen safety, the page reads. Countless amounts of people have left everything they know and love behind to seek refuge with nothing but what they could carry. These Ukrainian refugees are in need of housing and supplies right away. This is a horrible thing, folks. And Putin doesn't care. He doesn't care about any of it. There was another article that was posted on March 4th that said a story about an interaction between Russian President Vladimir Putin and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has taken on a new meaning amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to the Irish Mirror, Kraft visited Russia in 2005 following the Patriots' victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl. It just jumped on me. 39. Kraft said he met with Putin during the visit, and Putin took a keen interest in Kraft's Super Bowl champion ring. I took out the ring and showed it to Putin, and he put it on, and he goes, I can kill someone with this ring, Kraft said. Putin did not stop admiring the ring, though. He did not stop at admiring the ring, though. Kraft said when he signaled his desire for Putin to return the ring, it did not go over as well as planned. I put my hand out, and he put it in his pocket, and three KGB guys got around him and walked out. Kraft said, according to the UK Mirror, Kraft said he had no intention of giving the ring to Putin, and he was not happy about losing it. However, Kraft said the White House told him the issue at hand was actually much larger than a piece of jewelry. He said a White House official told him it would really be in best interest of the U.S.-Soviet relations if you meant to give the ring as a present. See where the cowardice is in this country, folks? See where the cowardice is? It sure as hell is not in the people. It sure as hell is not in Ukraine. It's in the government of this country. They swing whichever way they want so that they can do whatever they need to do to get what they want to have. And that's where this whole thing sits. Pelosi right now is saying that we need to get rid of buying Russian oil. We need to stop doing it. We need to stop not buying Russian oil, but selling, buying Russian oil. She says this needs to stop. Not once in this is brought up the fact that when Biden took office, we were energy independent. We didn't have to buy oil from anyone. We could sell oil to people, but we didn't have to buy it from anyone. And of course, Nancy Pelosi was one of those ones that stood behind Biden, cheering and clapping and smiling a big smile when he closed down the Keystone XL pipeline, which suddenly made it so that we had to start buying oil from somewhere else because we were no longer energy independent. And now all the Democrats are boo-hooing the fact that we need to stop buying foreign oil. We need to figure out a way to make it so we don't have to buy foreign oil. And no one brings up the fact that we were energy independent before the pipeline was shut down. We were selling oil to the world before the pipeline was shut down. We were an energy exporter before the pipeline shut down. And now they're all saying that we need to stop buying oil from Russia. We need to stop buying oil from foreign countries that hate us. Well, who put us in that situation? And if you're a Democrat trying to say Trump, no, huh? Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, the Democrats, the people who shut down the Keystone Pipeline, the people who shut down the oil industry here in New Mexico because they were following Biden. This whole idea that the Democrats can swing one way and then when things don't go right, they can swing back the way it was and everything will be hunky-dory is wrong. And people need to start using their brains about this because if they don't, they're going to get taken by the Democrats again. The media needs to start being honest about this whole thing. The media needs to start coming back at these people when they say, oh, we need to stop buying foreign oil. Well, somebody in the audience who is in the media needs to say, well, we weren't when Trump was in office because we were energy independent. The only one mentioning this kind of stuff is places like Breitbart and Newsmax. And shows like this one. And shows like this one really doesn't matter because there are not that many people that listen to it yet. But I have my feelers out there. I've got people working for me right now. I'm getting more people listening. And as soon as I can get my microphone stand reheld back up where it should be, so I don't have to constantly hold my microphone and move it into places, making noises with it so that I can get it where it needs to be. And I can get everything sitting back here where it should be. This show will start to grow. And bringing it, boy, in the chat room says, they're using their brains, not just for the American people, yeah. They're using their brains trying to figure out a way to get reelected is what it is. That's the only reason for this whole mask mandate going away all over the place. You can tell them to come to Albuquerque. But the thing, you know, what's going on here is absolutely insane. If people were using their brains for something other than fertilizer, and I'm talking about the people in our government right now, none of this would be happening. None of this would be happening. Because the other day, when Trump was speaking at CPAC, saying if he was still president, this would not be happening. And he's right, it wouldn't be happening. Because under Trump, this nation showed the world we were strong. He had built up the military. When Putin decided to try something, Trump came right back and said, do it and I'll bomb Moscow. The Democrats were in a tizzy. Oh, he's going to get us in a war. Well, look what they're doing right now. Trump never got us in a war. He used the whole thing, strength through, you know, peace through strength. Biden, on the other hand, I was talking with Duke Brooks earlier tonight, who does my intro for my first hour. He's doing a podcast now, and I'm hoping maybe I can get him back on here on Blog Talk Radio with us, because at one point in time, he's the one who got me into Conservative Nation Media. He's the one who got me into this. His show was on Wednesday night called I can't remember what the name of his show was now, but it was a great show. And he had his show on, it was Radio Free America, what it was. Did his show every Wednesday. And it was a great show. Then he went to WGMD in Delaware, did his show there for a long time, and I listened to it. He was good. He is good. He knew what he was talking about. He knows what he was what he talks about. He researches what he talks about, which the media here, ABC, CNN, and all those people don't do. Yeah, that whole thing, bringing a boy in the chat room mentioned it, was nasty. Rubbing her hands together wasn't that like mind control at the State of the Union? Yeah, he was talking about Nancy Pelosi. She was rubbing her hands together like she was a wicked witch of the North or wicked witch of the West. getting ready to do something evil. But I'll bet you anything, I know one thing she didn't do. She didn't, after Biden's stupid State of the Union address, she didn't grab his speech and tear it up, which, by the way, was a felony. She should have been thrown in jail for that, but she wasn't. Now, if a Republican had done the same thing to Biden and his speech after he did the State of the Union address, guess where that Republican would be right now? They'd be in jail. And they'd be waiting trial, standing for treason, at least. But they would be charged with destroying historic documents, which essentially the State of the Union address becomes after the State of the Union. Nancy Pelosi tore up Trump's. That was breaking the law. That was a felony. That was a felony. She should have been thrown in jail. And a lot of people will say, well, she wasn't because she didn't do anything wrong. No, she wasn't thrown in jail because she's a Democrat. Plain and simple. That's the only reason. If she was a Republican and she'd have done that, she'd have been in prison. If she was a Republican tearing up a Democrat's State of the Union address, she would have been in prison. If that was a Republican tearing up Trump's State of the Union address, they would have been in prison. But Nancy Pelosi, no. That's not something that happens in this country anymore. You break the law if you're a Republican, you go to prison. You pay for your crime. If you're a conservative, you pay for your crime. If you're a Democrat, if you get anything, you get slapped on the wrist and say, don't do that again, and go home. And then they'll wink at you like, we won't watch if you do it again, though. The nation, yeah, it gave her another couple of years as Speaker of the House. Yeah, it did. And the problem was, is that at one point in time, they got rid of her as Speaker of the House. Didn't last, though. Because now she's back destroying that seat. It's just like Biden and Obama destroyed the presidency of the United States. Trump tried to bring it back, but the Democrats fought him tooth and nail and then tried to say that he was being impeached. And even after the first impeachment didn't happen, Nancy Pelosi said, oh, we impeached him. But imagine what she would have said if a Democrat had been impeached like Trump was, and a Republican came along and said, well, we impeached him. But the impeachment didn't take, and it wasn't finalized. Democrats would have come unglued over that. They would have demanded the resignation of this person for saying such an audacious thing. Not stopping to think that Nancy Pelosi said the exact same thing and got away with it. Not stopping to think that Ted Kennedy killed a girl in his car in 1969, I think, something like that. And in that accident, did things that the rest of us would have been in jail for the rest of our lives over. He was driving without insurance. He was driving without a driver's license. He left the scene of the accident. He didn't report the accident until the next morning. By that time, Kopinski was dead. underwater in his car. And they found out that she lived for about an hour after he left in a bubble of water, air, until it finally disappeared. He was a murderer, but he served as the lion of the Senate until he died. No Republican would have ever gotten away with that. There was another Democrat, and I keep wanting to say it was Barney Frank, but I'm not really sure. But they ran a brothel out of the basement of their home for years. But because he was a Democrat, yeah, and bringing a boy said, you had to have insurance for your car back then. Well, Ted Kennedy didn't. It was expired. He didn't even have a valid driver's license. It was expired. But did he serve any time in jail? Nope. He sure didn't. And the only reason why he didn't is because he was a Democrat. Remember Obama talking about Trayvon Martin, how he could have been his son? Remember all of that? Obama essentially broke the law by putting himself into that position. But nothing happened to him. Obama essentially broke the law by forcing Obamacare on us. That's not what the government is for. There's only two or three things that the government actually is in duty to do. Protect our borders, protect the American citizens from invasion. And they haven't done any of it. And living here in Albuquerque right now, one of the things that's going on here is that we're finding out that, like when the trucker convoy came through, just before the trucker convoy came through, probably about 2 weeks before, we had a huge sign that went across the freeway. Somebody had put out there, and they put, "Let's go, Brandon," across there. That thing went viral. It was all over the United States for a while. It was only up there for about an hour or so because the city came and took it down. They were pissed off. But since then, Republicans have won a special election. They have got now another election coming up where some federal judges are being, state federal judges are being elected. And there's a bunch of good Republicans who are running. And of course, the Democrats don't have anybody worth even mentioning. And the way we can tell that is because the media is stone silent on this. They won't talk about it. They won't discuss anything about it. They won't mention who is running. They won't mention who won when it happens. And because of that, not many of us know what's going on. Democrats do not want to lose their power that they have held on to for so many years now, and they see it slipping away, and they're getting desperate, and they're starting to do things that go completely against whatever all of us know that they stand for. It's like here in New Mexico now, we've got to the point where you can actually go out and see people walking around in stores without a mask on. It's actually kind of amazing. There are still a few. There are a couple who live in this apartment complex. I won't name them. But before the mask mandate was lifted, you could see them wandering around the apartment complex as they walk around the apartment complex, get their exercise, I guess. You see them walking around without a mask on. Now that the mask mandate has been lifted, they wear a mask even in their apartment. They walk around the apartment building and around the neighborhood with a mask on. And every time I walk past the woman in the hallway, she's breathing hard because she's not getting the oxygen her body needs. But just walking down the hallway, she is breathing hard like she's been strenuously exercising for a year, but they won't take their masks off. It blows me away. But I have pretty much ceased seeing people driving with masks on now. You don't see that. Most people who go into Walmart now don't wear a mask. A few do. All I can do is just shake my head at them because they don't need to wear masks anymore. But I think they're thinking the same way I am in that aspect, because in that aspect, I think that if Michelle Lujan Grisham wins this next election and Biden wins the next presidential election, they're coming back. Masks will come back because it's a control issue for the Democrats and they want to keep control. We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever and it's still the wrong lever.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines, too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Headline, Russia strikes back against Western sanctions, threatens world food supply. This really doesn't surprise me. Putin doesn't care about anyone but himself, but says the fight against Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, Russia might stop exporting fertilizer. That's a serious threat to the world's food supply, given uncertainties regarding fertilizer even before the war erupted last month. The Russian Ministry of Industry and Trade recommended halting fertilizer exports until suspensions on transportation in and out of Russia are lifted, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, the Wall Street Journal reported Friday. The world's biggest container ship operators, AP Moller and Maersk, AS, and Mediterranean Shipping have stopped serving Russian ports. The Russian ministry said in a statement, according to Reuters, the ministry had to recommend Russian producers temporarily suspend export shipments of Russian fertilizers until carriers resume rhythmic work and provide guarantees that Russian fertilizer exports will be completed in full. Russian producers 50 million tons, or 13% of the world supply of potash, phosphate, and nitrogen for fertilizers, the report said. Failures in fertilizer shipments could have a direct impact on national security in several countries and cause serious food shortages for hundreds of millions of people already in the medium term, the ministry said. Russia's biggest fertilizer companies export to Asia and Brazil, Reuters reported. Fertilizer issues have been of concern, even without the fighting in Ukraine, and costs have been rising astronomically, according to the Texas Farm Bureau. In August 2021, fertilizer prices were expected to go up by 10%. By January, the predicted increase rose to 80%. Coupled with the current COVID supply chain issues, this will further stress the production environment for agriculture across the country, according to Joe Outlaw, co-director of the Texas A&M University and Agricultural and Food Policy Center. Other reasons for price increases are unclear, Outlaw said. Corn is fertilizer intense. According to a December presentation by the CME Group on Bloomberg Markets and Finance, which, like Outlaw, blamed the supply chain issues for increased fertilizer costs. Global fertilizer prices remain at record high levels. Uncertainty regarding the availability and pricing of key fertilizers and ultimate impact on global acreage mix is a big concern among grain traders, the report said, and it's more than fertilizers. Even without a refusal by Russia to export, the Ukraine conflict could threaten the world's wheat supply through destroyed farmland and disrupted transportation, according to the CNBC. What price are you going to pay for those chicken wings? Asked John Kilduff, again, Capital founding partner. And it's going to be sky high and potential sticker shock. That's the issue in this situation. So now we've gone from skyrocketing gas prices to skyrocketing fertilizer prices. Where will it end, folks?
this whole thing is getting is laughable at best. And all we have to do is just sit back and think, okay, what are they going to hit us with next? If America doesn't do what Russia wants it to do, and the Ukraine doesn't do what Russia wants it to do, they'll destroy our air and make it too expensive for us to breathe. From what I've heard from Russia, from Biden, from Pelosi, from AOC, from all of these idiots running our government, that's really not that far-fetched. To think that maybe we might be in for a shortage of oxygen because fertilizer prices are going so high that nobody can afford them, so we're not going to have the plants to change carbon dioxide into oxygen. Oh, I can see where this is going. And of course, nobody's talking about it. All they're talking about is Putin and what he's doing. Putin's allies think he's doing just a great job. People who are turning against Russia think he's a maniac, which he is, always has been, always will be. And all we have to look forward to is a life that's going to get harder and harder and harder for us to sustain while the oligarchs in Russia and the people in charge here in America grow rich off of it, while the rest of us get poorer and poorer, and those of us who actually have figured out a way to put out shows that actually will put out the truth, I don't have to worry about that for a while, because I'd be really surprised if anyone in charge has ever heard this show, except for maybe Michelle Lujan Grisham. I know she probably has, because I've sent her so many bad emails and videos about the things that she has done. She knows about me. Probably also knows that I belong to the church that beat her when she levied a fine on that church. The fine was never paid, and it's been settled. Why? Because Michelle Grisham decided it needed to be settled. And it was settled. Nobody paid anything. Legacy Church won. Michelle Lujan Grisham lost. But of course, the media will never talk about that one, because it goes against their agenda.